Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Shenandoah. Astonishingly, this gorgeous American folk song has no story, no source, and no author. For more than a century, we've associated it with battle-weary Civil War soldiers or flatboat rivermen, maybe even freed slaves or lovesick sweethearts far, far, far from home. Maybe you've always thought it's honey-coated saga set somewhere in the mythical American West, starring a white man who fell in love with a beautiful daughter of a native chief. Shenandoah is an all-American favorite and, oddly enough, an open book. It belongs primarily to the Shenandoah River Valley, I suppose, even though I can't help thinking that I own at least some of it, living here less than an hour from the song's own breathtaking wide Missouri. The river itself is only 55 miles long. Compare that to the Missouri's 2,300 plus. It winds through the Blue Ridge Mountains, a range that just somehow seems to fit. It curls around between the hills and finally flows honorably into the Potomac, right there at Harper's Ferry. It is just like those places, all American. Right now you're listening to an English choir who've no more or less right to its riches than some guy with a rifle and a coonskin cap. Shenandoah is totally American, but it belongs to all of us. Someplace, somewhere, I'm sure there's a grave, maybe it's unmarked, where a man or a woman is buried in American ground. Someone who, once upon a time, listened to a blend of notes in his head and simply started to sing or play what he or she heard. Listen.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see.
Penny for it either. But I can't help thinking that somewhere today he smiles when yet another high school choir picks Shenandoah for its fall concert, or some fresh-voiced singer-songwriter plays it with a little change and then throws it into her mix. Tons of lyrics and endless variations exist. Everyone who is anyone has sung it. Listen to Chanticleer, Tennessee Ernie Ford, or the St. Olaf Choir. The list is endless. Try Harry Belafonte, or maybe the great Paul Robeson. Been done often, even in the great Mormon Tabernacle. Shenandoah has no birthday, no debut, not even a creator, and therefore no copyright. No one gets royalties, but we sure do. In the human repertoire, it's among the most beautiful hymns to life and memory, and our unquenchable thirst for home, for something to believe in. This great flowing river of a ballad is so broad that it's come to feature the precious landscapes that each of us finds as home. Life itself is enriched by Shenandoah.
She broke my heart here in this valley.
Away, away. I'm bound